Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Damien is back with all the weekend sport.
Mary, good morning again. Donal Lenihan to come on the rugby in just a moment, but Connacht have announced details of a 12-year agreement with the American medical device manufacturer Dexcom, which will see the sports ground in Galway renamed the Dexcom Stadium with immediate effect. As we've been hearing from Petula across the morning, Dexcom are also turning the sod on a new factory in Athenry today with the creation of 1,000 jobs. Connacht have confirmed that building work on the new high-performance centre will begin in March, with the redevelopment of the stadium starting in the summer with the demolition of their famed Clan Terrace, which will be replaced by a new north stand. The work does mean the venue will have a reduced capacity next season. Now, the news comes in a week where Cork GAA found themselves the subject of somewhat of a backlash from fans over plans to rename Páirc Uí Chaoimh. But the Connacht Rugby CEO, Willie Ruane, has conceded that supporter engagement was key in finalising this deal.
We had our supporters club in this week. We had representatives from that. And when we were able to communicate to them that we were moving forward with the next phase of the development and that we had a naming rights partner with Dexcom and explained to them who Dexcom were, the significant investment that they're making, not just in us, but also in Connacht, in their facility in Athenry, genuinely, they were just so excited. And of course, people have an affinity with the word sports ground, and there's a sentimentality around that. I completely get that. But it can't be at the cost of the investment that we're going to be able to make in young kids' futures in terms of the game going forward. And that's what this is. It's an enabler. The new Dexcom Stadium becomes an enabler for everything that we're able to do at grassroots level, within our pathway, and obviously within our professional squads as well. I mean, that's something that we're delighted that we can see a way forward for Connacht Rugby in the widest possible sense on the back of this type of investment. So, you know, we're very heavily invested in our past, but we're even more invested in our future. And I think that's something that everyone was able to understand.
That's Willie Ruane chatting last night. The first match of the new era takes place tonight in the final round of pool games in this season's Investec Champions Cup. Connacht host Bristol at 8 o'clock, and despite having only one losing bonus point from three games, Connacht could still mathematically make the knockout stages of the competition. They would need to secure a bonus point win tonight and deny Bristol a losing bonus point. Donal Lenihan is with me. Morning to you, Donal.
How are we doing, Damien?
Not too bad. Massive task for Connacht tonight, even if they are to try and keep their hopes alive.
Yeah, it is. But look, to be fair, they haven't played that well recently, but they were impressive in defeat against Lyon last week. So I'd give them a chance tonight. Bristol, of course, coached by their former coach, Pat Lamb. That'll make it interesting. I think they'll exit the Champions Cup, but they might just get the win that they need to give them a boost.
The usual caveat on a Friday morning, teams not named in advance of the weekends, which we've seen with, you know, secondary teams sent to some venues, has made things somewhat difficult. But Ulster away to Harlequins tomorrow, Munster at home to Northampton. Both sides realistically know if they win, they've advanced. So a simple message from the coaching staffs.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. Win the game and they're in the round of 14 next April. It won't be easy for Ulster. Harlequins play very well at the Stoop. It's in their own hands. And, you know, Ulster were blown away by Toulouse, albeit Toulouse, one of the best teams in the tournament last week. I think Ulster will come up just short, but, you know, they'd be hoping maybe to finish in fifth slot and end up in the Challenge Cup.
And Munster?
This is the game of the round for me. Northampton, they've won their last eight games. They're top of the Gallagher Premiership. Five of their backline are in the England Six Nations squad, so they're a really top side. But that said, I think Munster's win over Toulon last week could be a season changer. Thomond Park, I know the tickets had been, there were tickets available before last week, but on the back of that win in Toulon, I think it's going to be a sellout crowd. I fancy Munster to win this one at home.
Leinster at Leicester. Leinster's qualification secure, but it's all about cementing home games in the knockout stages at this point.
Yeah, it is. That draw and getting as high a seed in is hugely significant. Leinster and Leicester have played a lot of times over the last few seasons in this competition. Leinster have always had the edge, and even though they're playing in Welford Road, I expect Leo Cullen's men will come out on top on that one.
Briefly, before I let you go, reported yesterday that Joe Smith was to be the Wallabies head coach in waiting, confirmed overnight, 2-year contract to replace Eddie Jones. Your thoughts on the task he faces?
Oh, he has a mammoth task, but I think he's the ideal appointment. He's come through the system in Ireland. If you look at the way Ireland and Australia, with sort of the four provinces aligned to the international union, I think it's a very similar setup. But Australian rugby had reached a very low ebb, didn't qualify from the pool stage at the World Cup. The Eddie Jones reappointment was a bit of a farcical circus, and I think it did untold damage to Australian rugby. I think Joe Schmidt is the man to get the very best out of what they have. And, you know, with a Lions tour coming up and Andy Farrell, his assistant with Ireland, in charge of the Lions, I think it's going to make for a fascinating tour.
Thanks very much, Donal Lenihan. Ulster's game at Harlequins, Munster's at home to Northampton, both feature on Saturday Sport tomorrow. The programme will begin on Radio 1 Extra from 1 o'clock. The Munster match also on RTÉ2 television. Second round ongoing at the DP World Tour's Dubai Desert Classic. Padraig Harrington has dropped three shots inside the opening four holes of his second round. He's four over par for the tournament. Tom McKibben remains level par after three holes. Rory McIlroy just on course at one under. The lead there is held by Cameron Young, three shots clear at 13 under par. At five under, Shane Lowry is five shots off the lead after his first round at the PGA Tour's American Express event in California. A level par 72 sees Leona Maguire sit seven shots off the lead at the end of the opening round of the LPGA Tour's Tournament of Champions in Florida. In hockey, after defeat on penalties yesterday for the Irish women, Ireland's men today face Spain in the semi-finals of the Olympic qualification tournament in Valencia. As with the women's competition, the winner will reach the final and qualify for the Paris Olympic Games. The loser will have a second chance, but only with victory in the third and fourth place playoff at the weekend. Today's match pushes back at 11:30. There's coverage on the RTÉ News channel and also on the RTÉ Player. The women will play Great Britain in what is a crucial third and fourth place playoff at 2:30 tomorrow, and that match will also feature on Saturday Sport. The Monaghan goalkeeper Rory Began has been confirmed as one of four Irish-based participants in the upcoming NFL International Player Pathway. This is effectively a trial series aimed at trying to secure a contract in American football. A training camp will take place in Florida over a number of weeks starting next month before players then have trials in front of scouts in March. Began is expected to feature in the early stages of the Allianz League. Wicklow's Mark Jackson and Down's Charlie Smith, both of whom are also goalkeepers, and the former Connacht rugby fullback Dara Leader will all attempt to secure contracts as punters. And there's racing at home today in Dundalk, where the first of eight is away from 4 o'clock.